of Ship of the Rising Sun. They got a stay on Should I Stay or Should I Go. That was their second song. Mike Einziger from Incubus. He's in the studio with us. We put him to work and asked for his musical expertise, and he was very gentle and very informative. That second song, change your mind at all?
I'm very glad that was the
second song.
I'm
sure the band is.
Well
too.
Said.
Yeah, they should have left that one off the table.
I can see that song in a
horrible nightmare.
No, yeah. in a soundtrack of a movie where you mentioned Crack House earlier. That song is playing. They're going around.
Crack House movie.
It's like a drug den, and you cut to people just shooting up, and it's like, I mean, they could make money because you can make money on soundtracks, but it's like that. I'm not seeing anybody jamming out to it in the car.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That. And this is the meanest I'll get. It's just that it just didn't sound good, so.
Mike, you're like the sweetest guy.
No, I mean, you know, I feel good. Because I, you know, having been through what I've been through and having, you know, had the experiences that I've had, you know, I have a lot of compassion for.
Have people been mean to you? Like when you were coming up, have people said awful things where you were young and vulnerable and you went?
Oh, they still say awful things. It doesn't matter if you're playing, you know, if you're playing a sold out show at the Hollywood Bowl and there's 20,000 screaming people there. There's one person who thinks that you suck.
Somebody bought a ticket just to heggle.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Front row seat.
But it's even just speaking figuratively, like however many people love you, there are that many more probably who hate whatever it is that you do, and that's fine.
Exactly.
That just comes with
on it.
that comes with the territory. But it's also just the reality of the world. You know, it's like if you're making music and you know your family and your friends are like, oh, it's so good, but the rest of the world is cruel. You know, and people are. That's just how people are.
I guess if you don't have that that hater, that one guy who bought the ticket in the front row yelling at you and hate your guts, I mean, that's a true sign of success is when you get people, the haters, who actually take more time out of their day to hate you and basically waste their time on it. It's like, you know what? I own you, and I will always own you the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's people are, God, we have such weird people in the world.
But you are.
And it's amazing how far out of their way people will go to let you know that they don't like you. People actually take time. One time I had done an interview with an unnamed publication, and the person who did the interview with me obviously hated me so much he actually punctuated the entire interview in such a way that it was like with exclamation points like all the time, and something that would have taken a long time to do, and kind of re-edited it to make me look like such an asshole.
Maybe that was an inside joke to himself because you're so laid back and calm that you have exclamation points after everything.
But the point I'm making, though, is that it would have taken somebody a really long time to do what this person did. It wasn't something that you could do in like 5 minutes and just be like, oh, I hate somebody. Somebody actually took
a significant
maybe even like a half or a whole day to edit something in a certain way that was like, wow. I didn't know people could do that, but I realized now they can.
And is such a nice guy. He's Mike Einziger from Incubus. He's here to promote the 15th Annual Music Preservation Project.
There is a reason why I'm here.
The Play It Forward.
Is this about music in schools, or what is this project about?
It's just a celebration of how music has changed over, you know, the course of, you know, the recent, I guess, history of music's evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a celebration, really. And so
live performances.
Yeah, people playing music in front of other people. It's fun.
Where is like how many bands and where does this happen and can anybody
crazy.
Go?
Features include featured performers.
Mm-hmm.
Emmylou Harris, Leanne Rimes, Dionne Warwick, Yolanda Adams, Grammy winner and current nominee Lupe Fiasco. Wow, look at this. Mike Einziger of Incubus. Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
We've friend of the show.
Kenny Wayne's on
here.
The show.
Sure.
Look at there.
So is
my
Dionne
God.
Warwick.
George Thorogood. George Thorogood's been in here.
Yep. Dionne? George?
So that's a hell of a Saban Theater. That's 8440 Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills.
When is this?
This is
February 7th.
Okay. February 7th. And you can get tickets for this thing. GrammyFoundation.org. Tickets are $35, $45, but obviously, well worth it. My God.
That is quite a
lot. And
lineup.
All the proceeds go to Play It Forward.
It'll be interesting. It'll be a really different sort of especially for me, kind of a really different musical experience.
Now, is it one of those things where you get up and you play with Leanne or you play with Dion? Is it a combination or you each do your separate things?
We don't really know yet. Okay. My fiance is a violinist who's also performing. Her name's Anne Marie Simpson. And she's and her and I are going to be playing some pieces together. And I'm actually more sort of accompanying her.
Okay.
That's what the rest of your life's going to be
like.
Yeah,
exactly. I've resigned.
That's
it's good, though.
It's
beautiful. It's all beautiful.
You're just her background music, man.
You know, I'm happy to be her background music.
Oh, he's
so
in love.
I'm very happy to be her background
music. See, Frank,
music.
How
she's
sweet guys
she's amazing.
Talk.
He's in love. He'll learn. GrammyFoundation.org. Get your tickets. It is the Play It Forward, the 15th Annual Music Preservation Project, a celebration of music's evolution and influencers. Thank you, Mike Einziger, for coming in and hanging out with us, man.
No problem.
And letting us put you to work.
Yeah, anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks,
brother.
Mike.
Okay, we're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.